The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com.
A teenager was standing at a bus stop near Nice High School. Yeah, it's in Florida, by the way. In Florida.
Florida, man.
Explaining to a classmate that he earned $100 helping his grandfather. Just talking, hey, I just made $100. My grandfather is helping him out. See this? And he holds up a $100 bill. That's going to be bad for you. High school, waving around a $100 bill in Florida.
Yeah.
And it was. His classmate, 19-year-old Danny Bashy, allegedly grabbed the $100 bill and quickly fled. So he had a plan. He hopped on a school bus and made his escape on a school bus that makes stops and everybody knows who you are. And they can easily...
And makes stops like every two blocks.
Yeah.
Right. That's not a good getaway vehicle. Mm-mm. Couple of tactical errors here. If you steal from somebody, you want them to either not know who stole from them, right? Especially if they know who you are.
And you know this how?
Right. I mean, I would think if you've ever listened to this broadcast, we have pro-criminal tips to educate people.
Okay.
We have studied this many, many a year, Lawrence B. Jones.
I've only been here for a week.
He thought that he had made his escape, but you see, the victim knew the perp, and the cops just were like, oh, let's just go pick up Danny. So it was pretty stupid crime there. He was arrested, charged with robbery. Pro criminal tip number 1456. Don't rob someone who knows you and who knows you rob them. Wouldn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
A Burger King employee in Lincoln, Nebraska said they witnessed 24-year-old Khaled entering 24-year-old Khaled.
DJ Khaled?
No, not DJ Khaled.
Okay.
Entering the restaurant, Burger King restaurant. This is an employee in Lincoln, Nebraska. Entering the restaurant. And when they saw him walk in, he began to pleasure himself. And then he left.
I mean,
go ahead and enter your Whopper joke here. This is where you go ahead and tweet the Whopper joke right there.
Right.
Maybe a supersized joke. You can get that in there too right now. Value meal. You probably work as a bell deficient here. Sorry.
Nope.
Yeah, so the employee witnessed him walk in, pleasure himself, and then leave. The witness said his genitals were fully exposed. When officers arrived and tried to speak with the suspect, they said he appeared intoxicated. Yes, alcohol was a factor with him walking into Burger King, pleasuring himself, and then leaving. He wouldn't speak to him, though, and they arrested him on indecent exposure charges. So that's not your typical Burger King behavior.
Of course it's not. Florida, too?
That one was not. That was Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah, which is shocking. Or is it? Because, you know, that's where the Blaze carries from.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Things got hot at a Waffle House in Bibb County, Georgia, over a customer's request for barbecue sauce recently.
It matters.
It does. Early Tuesday morning, Willie Drake stopped for some food at the restaurant on Riverside Drive near I-75 in Macon when he asked for some barbecue sauce for his food, and they told him, yeah, we don't have any barbecue sauce.
Riverside
Drive, Macon, Georgia.
Okay.
He said, I want some barbecue sauce. And they said, yeah, we don't have any barbecue sauce. So he started screaming obscenities and insulting the coworkers. And he said, I'll go to effing jail over some barbecue sauce. And he was right. He went to effing jail over some barbecue sauce. They didn't have it.
I don't blame him.
He started screaming, and I'll go to effing jail. And the cop said, yes, we agree. You're going to effing jail over the barbecue sauce.
With the barbecue sauce.
Well, over the barbecue sauce. They didn't have it. Yeah.
Did they take the barbecue sauce after they arrested him?
Well, there was none. That was the ultimate problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When deputies arrived, he was, as they put it, uncooperative and disorderly over the barbecue sauce. And he was jailed on those disorderly conduct charges.
And that was... Georgia.
That was Macon, Georgia, right. So if you scream, I will go to effing jail over whatever, you likely are going to.
You will.
But you don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
So
it's important.
Can you condone that type of behavior?
Look.
Can you condone violence?
Well, he wasn't quite violent.
Well, he got disorderly with the cops.
That's not violent.
Well, that's kind of disorderly. He was disorderly.
So like,
you're condoning him being disorderly with cops?
Look, well, all I'm saying is barbecue sauce lives matter, too.
I see what you're saying. How about this? You don't condone it, but you understand
it. I understand it.
Ah, see what I'm saying? Yes, exactly. A man in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, ran into some trouble recently after he broke into a building on East Main Street. He accidentally called 911.
Accidentally.
While he was in the building robbing it.
Yeah.
After he was robbing it. He accidentally called 911, which is going to be bad for your robbery.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. When he realized he called 911, they're like, hello, 911, what is your emergency? He quickly hung up. But see, they keep a record. And when you hang up, then they're going to go investigate.
They're going to call back, too.
Right. They call back. He ignores it. And then what happens? They show up on the scene.
Of course they do.
When responders got to the building, they found a smashed door. They found 28-year-old Alan Weaver inside. The office, they say, had been ransacked.
Of course.
Of the building. And there were damages estimated about $5,000. Officers described Weaver as naked and clearly under the influence of a controlled suspect, a substance.
Wow.
So breaks into the building while naked and under the influence. And then he calls 911 on himself.
I'm assuming he was white.
You know what, Lawrence? I have transcended race on this program. But yeah, you got it. He's white.
He was white.
The brothers don't get naked like this. You know why? No. They generally don't. And I think some of it has to do with choice of drugs.
Right.
This is meth. Meth makes you get naked because it makes you hot and you got bugs under your skin.
Yeah.
So the naked ones are the meth that the white people are doing.
Yeah, meth isn't our drug choice.
No. That's the crack and the weed and whatever. Yeah. Plus, his name's Alan Weaver. You know, come on.
They kind of gave it away.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. 36-year-old Todd Patton of Louisiana was stopped for driving the wrong way on a one-way street recently. He was performing poorly on a field sobriety test after they stopped him. So, you know, he's going one way, the wrong way. Yeah, and he starts performing poorly. And then in the middle of performing poorly, he just stopped and said, well, I'm going to jail anyway, so what the hell?
But, you know, I respect that. Why waste the officer's time? Lock me up. Now, you know, he's not going to get any charges dismissed or anything.
Because
he just confessed to it.
He was in jail anyways. He's right. It's
fought it.
Let's get this show on the road. What am I going to stand out here? It's cold outside, you know.
Much respect. Hey, officer, I'm drunk. You're cold. Mm-hmm. I'm cold.
Let's just get it on the road. What do I have to? Where do I sign? Look, me in the 4x4.
I'll confess if you turn the heater in the back seat.
That's it. You're going to turn that on? Gotcha. Right.
Because I know it's leather seats back there.
That's right.
And so you heat the seat. Mm-hmm. I come.
Good to go.
Yeah.
They say at that point when they got him in the car, he started acting lethargic. And when they got him and checked his blood alcohol content, it was 0.419.
Wow. Three times the limit.
Right. In Louisiana, I think it's 0.8 for driving or 0.08 for driving. And this was 0.419.
Good God.
I mean, this is almost.
Homie drunk. This is almost the entire place.
Yeah. This is almost kill yourself via drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like blood alcohol poisoning. Right. That close.
And he was what?
36. Oh, he's white. Yeah. I'm guessing. I mean, his name's Todd Patton.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
A criminal mastermind in the state of Washington ordered and then robbed a pizza delivery man. Criminal mastermind. Cops were somehow able to track him down because of a few mistakes he made.
Okay.
I mean, this is a guy who, I mean, criminal mastermind. Yeah. Order a pizza and rob the pizza delivery guy.
Did he leave something there?
He made a couple. You know what? I'll run down the mistakes and see if, you know, any of these things would help the cops out. When he called and ordered the pizza, he used his own phone.
Oh.
Is that a mistake?
Yeah, big one.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. Another potential mistake, and you studied criminal justice and whatnot. 4 days before the robbery, when he used his phone to call and, you know, order the pizza, he had also ordered a pizza from the same number, so they had it in their little system. You know, Pete Smith
on
such
and
such. Right. Is that a problem?
Big mistake.
He made a couple of other ones, potentially. I'll let you decide. He robbed the delivery driver in the parking lot of his apartment complex right by his apartment. Is that going to be a... Yeah, is that a problem for him?
Wow. I mean, this guy had it. He was real close to getting this
Please
right.
Please tell him he's not a brother.
We don't know on this one yet. But he did make one other mistake. Uh-huh. He was having a party at his house when he called and ordered the pizza and all that. And he robbed the guy at gunpoint. And the gun he stole from somebody else at the party.
Wow, two and felonies.
And it was also registered so they could track these... friend down as well. So is that going to be a problem when That's committing a problem. A crime if you don't want to get caught?
Wow.
Huh. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So he was real close to getting it right, Lawrence. Just a couple of simple close. Mistakes. He was that. Wow. Cops say they simply just went to the apartment that was like right. Because, you know, you go up, you roll up, and the pizza guy's like, right there is where it happened. And they're like, okay, because the guy who did it's right in. Yeah. Excuse me.
Some people.
When they went inside, they. Yeah. They found a half-eaten pizza, the half-eaten pizza, and the cell phone that was used to make the calls, and they arrested him.
Some people shouldn't be criminals. They just don't have the stamina.
And that's the reason we offer our pro-criminal tips, just to try to help them out just a little bit.
They don't have the stamina. They don't follow through.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I wonder how much he got, because pizza delivery guys don't carry that much cash.
Oh, that's what they tell
they
you.
They don't.
They tell you that.
They don't.
Put that little sign on there. That's just their little excuse.
No, they don't. Like maybe a maximum of $50.
And you know, for
you
some.
You know what? I believe you, though.
I think they.
Because they always are telling me, hey, I don't have enough to do. When I'm trying to give them a tip, can you give me change for that? So they can get the 20 instead of the 5.
Right, right. So.
You're right, Doc.
The other thing is this. The other thing is this. You're assuming that some of us would rob the pizza delivery guy for money.
The pizza.
There is another commodity. That's
the pizza.
The pizza itself, right? So,
no, you know, you got to go big or go home.
Pizza's not going big. It's late at night, you know.
I mean, if it's extra cheesy, then you got to get it. And meat lovers.
The cause of a fire on East Baltimore Street in Tawnytown, Maryland, has been determined. Again, this is a cause of a significant fire. That had 90 firefighters battle for several hours to get it under control. Estimated damage, $300,000. The cause of the fire has been determined.
As?
A guy used a blowtorch to thaw some pipes out. So you got to thaw the pipes in your building. You just get that torch out. Everybody knows that's how you do it, right? That's
what
a standard.
A moron. What?
I do that all the time.
All the time. I don't know. What's your problem, Lawrence?
That was definitely
obviously
a
he's
white
not
guy.
Skilled at doing it like Martin and I are.
That,
you know,
that is dumb because the black person wouldn't care.
Okay, yeah, you just do frozen pipes.
It's just
that's the thing.
It just bursts right. Water everywhere.
We get a quick break in back with more of your Friday leftovers on this The Morning Blaze.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson,
the Blaze Radio Network.
If you haven't heard, we are the number 7 ranked show among Filipino tilt-a-whirl operators. So, there you have it. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
WaxRx is a fantastic system to help you clean the wax out of your ears. Just go to usewaxrx.com. It's a 3-step system that was developed by doctors, so you don't have to go into their office and spend a bunch of time and money to get your ears cleaned out. Do it safely, effectively, efficiently at home.
It feels so good.
It does feel amazing. You just take the drops, put them in your ears. That's the first step. It softens the wax up. Use a specially designed pump to flush the stuff out. And then they've got this pH balance rinse. And this is the best part, because when you're done, you rinse it out and it leaves your ears feeling soft and supple. Absolutely. Use WaxRx.com. Use WaxRx.com. But don't forget the promo code radio, because they are going to deliver it to your house absolutely free. Use WaxRx.com. Continue your Friday leftovers now. An odd scene developed along the A1A. A man was repeatedly punched by his girlfriend while he was driving. So we're going across a bridge near the water, A1A, right? He's driving and she starts...
This is how the Chris Brown and Rihanna thing happened.
Is that how it is?
Yes.
All right. She starts smacking him around. The angry, extremely intoxicated woman then grabbed a hold of the steering wheel, jerked it. The car slams into the concrete barrier, separating traffic and coming to a stop. So they block traffic, right? What does he do? He jumps out. She follows him. And while she's following him, she's still giving him the blah, 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 blah.
right?
Uh-huh.
Where are you going to go, Lawrence? You're on a bridge. Uh-huh. The ocean's right there. Traffic stops. You're out of the car.
Did he jump in the ocean?
He jumped in. He jumped off the bridge, swam to a nearby park just to get away from this woman.
I believe that happened. Doc, I swear. I've seen this happen before. Not the jump in the park.
But just anything to get the hell away.
This guy in front of me about 5 months ago
wrecked.
Wrecked. I mean, his car just swerved. So I stopped my car to go help. And I go, dude, what happened? And he goes, this crazy, bleep, 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 bleep.
Right.
Took my steering wheel and pushed it into the barrier.
Yep.
It happened. I believe that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if she hadn't done that, the blah, blah, blah would say, I'm jumping in the ocean. Oh, I'm going to swim away from this crazy lady.
Wow.
Right? She was arrested. Oh, yeah. He didn't get it. There were witnesses there who said, yeah, that's how it all played out, officer. Oh, crazy lady got arrested. Now, hold on a second.
Wow.
I cannot condone jumping off a bridge and swimming away to avoid a nagging woman.
Wow.
But I, no, you know, I can. I absolutely can condone that. I can, yep, that's going to be good for you.
Because he definitely was white because we don't swim, so.
That's probably a good call on that. I like that Lawrence has brought a new element to the Friday leftovers, that we try to spot the race even if it's not reported.
Yeah, you got to spot. Figure that out.
I believe our degree of accuracy is going to be pretty high.
Yeah.
I think that is.
Yeah.
A Redwood City man pleaded no contest to bribing a police officer, attempting to attempted car theft, and indecent exposure. Bribing an officer, attempted car theft, indecent exposure. Here's how it went down. 34-year-old Kevin Adkins was on meth when he approached a man sitting in a car and asked the man sitting in the car, hey, could you drive me to the store so I can buy a cucumber to use as a dildo? And when he asked, his pants were down and his genitals were exposed.
Was it a...
nope. I wouldn't ask any questions on this one. I think you're going to be better off without asking questions on this one. Just, yeah. So the victim, seeing this man with his pants down and his junk out, asking, hey, can you take me by a cucumber so I can, you know... The victim refused. This is when Adkins, the perp, jumps in his car. The victim grabs the car keys, jumps out of the car, and calls 911. Adkins gets out of the car and makes his way down the street. Before the cops get there, about 20 minutes later, he saw a man walking his dog. So he approached the man with his junk out and said, hey, what's up? The victim, man walking his dog, quickly calls 911. Cops eventually arrive. They saw Adkins with Mr. Johnson still saying hello to everybody.
Mr. Johnson.
How are you there? They arrested him, but the fun didn't end there.
Mm-hmm.
On the way to the police station, he offered the cop oral pleasure if the officer would free him.
Woo!
Yep. Yep. Yeah, go ahead and you can bell that if you want. That's going to, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he doesn't know how to use it. There you go. That's the bell. That's how he uses his bell.
Sorry.
Bell flawed there. So, yeah, he's on the way to the cop shop and he's like, hey, you let me go. And, the officer refused. He drove to the police station, and when the man got to the police station, he simply just pleasured himself in front of everybody while standing there. He has now been convicted, by the way, pleaded no contest, and he got 90 days in jail.
I'm like, don't do drugs, people. Don't do drugs. That's the moral of the story.
Actually, there's another moral. Had he just done what he did earlier on, he wouldn't have 90 days. See, what did he do? He got to the police station and said, damn it, nobody was willing to help out, so I'll just take care of business myself. Had he started with that attitude, Lawrence, if he would have been proactive, if he would have just said, you know what, I can take care of this myself, I don't need no help, he wouldn't be going to jail. Am I right about that? See?
That is true.
He ended up doing it anyways, right?
It's true.
That, I got to tell you. Approaching people like this on the street, you know, multiple people, just walking around naked and then jumping in the car and the police, that takes a lot of balls. I mean, it does.
I know. Good for the cop for saying no.
See, you missed the bell on that one there. Just double entendre. There you go. Good for the cop for saying no.
No, yeah, no.
I got 20 minutes. Hang on. You know, there's another part of this story, though. He pleaded no contest to bribing an officer, attempted car theft, and indecent exposure. And he was sentenced and will serve 90 days in jail. Bribing an officer, attempted car theft, indecent exposure. Wow. 90 days. Does that seem a little light to you?
It is a little light. He's probably going to do it again.
You come up naked me in a car offering, you know, with a cucumber and the whole thing, you should get more than 90 days.
But that's 90 days of rehab, hopefully, that you get that meth out of
his system. If you approach me like this, you're lucky if you only get 90 days in jail.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.